The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's music with an N, like Nigel. Music. Tēnā tātou. I'm Davian Lawson, and this is indeed The Sound of Music, an eclectic mix of music inspired by a handpicked selection of the week's news. And once again, before we jump in, a reminder of how you, the audience, can get involved. Whether you have a song suggestion in relation to a story I have covered, or if you would like to add your views about a particular piece of news, you can contact me via Messenger at Davian Lawson, DavianLorson, or give me a call here at the studio, 825-0268. And now, on to our first story. Dozens of bomb threats and an onslaught of public attention has befallen the small Ohio city of Springfield since Donald Trump and his presidential running mate, J.D. Vance, pushed the false claim that Haitian migrants were stealing and eating pets. Some of these bomb threats have caused evacuations at malls and have also been made at schools, causing many of them to also shut down and send tens of thousands of students home. However, officials have said the allegations are false, with no evidence to suggest otherwise, and city police issued a statement saying there were no credible reports of Haitian immigrants harming pets. All of the bomb threats have been determined to be hoaxes so far, but school children are afraid for themselves and their friends and their community, parents have said. The issue in Springfield involves thousands of Haitian immigrants who have settled in the city in recent years, many of them there legally under federal programs after having fled violence and political turmoil. Blood Tribe, a national neo-Nazi group, was among the early purveyors of the dog and cat eating rumor in August, posting about it on Gab and Telegram, social networks popular with extremists. And the group's leader has taken credit for Trump's indulgence of the claims, which began early this month in front of tens of millions of viewers during the presidential debate between him and Kamala Harris. Here is Eat the Cat by the Marine Rapper.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Eat the cat, eat the cat. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Eat the cat, eat the cat. They're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
Seeing red, so don't push me. Ain't Donald Trump trying to grab him by the... Said it was some Haitians, somewhere out in Springfield. Women doing cartwheels.
Have you seen Garfield?
Have you seen Snowball? This about to snowball. I'm about to go off. I can't let this go on. Miss me like an airball. Tell me where my cat is coughing up like a hairball. I gotta tell them if they even put a fingernail on Santa's little helper to turn them to hamburger helper. Somebody better help them, cause I'm going to jail for showing them fellas helter skelter. Usually I'm content, but if you touch my dog, then I'm turning into John Wick. I'm lit. Bird better drop it. If you touch my pet, then I'm pulling up like CrossFit.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
It's a shame, it's a pity. Thought overseas where they said Hello Kitty. But it ain't there, it's right here in your city. When I turn my back, now the cat goes missing in the heat. Where my peoples is at? Does anybody know where Heathcliff went at? Cause I heard they putting claws on felines, I'm mad. And my cat disappeared just like Felix the cat. And the cat got paid back. Thought she was a goner, but the cat came back. If you ain't a pussy cat, say drop that cat. Drop that cat. Drop that cat. Got paid back. Thought she was a goner, but the cat came back. If you ain't a pussy cat, say drop that cat. Drop that cat. Drop that cat.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat.
Drop that cat.
Get
immigration scene. Shining and feeling clean, could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. He said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and break? I can stay another day. Let me in, immigration man, I won't toe your line today. I can't see it anyway. With his immigration face, giving me a paper chase. But the sun was coming, 'cause all at once, it looked into my space. He stamped a number over my face, and it sent me running. Won't you let me in, immigration man? Can I cross the line and pray I can stay another? My immigration form is big enough to keep me warm when a cold wind's coming. So go where you will, as long as you think you can. You better watch out for the man. Anywhere you're going, come on and let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and pray? Take your fingers from the tray. Man, I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway.
About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. It's peace train. Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. 'Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, peace train, peace train. Now I've been crying lately,
thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a beast train. Oh, beast train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Very good. So that was Peace Train by Cat Stevens. And before that was Immigration Man by Graham Nash and David Crosby. And they were off the back of our story about dozens of bomb threats that had befallen the small Ohio city of Springfield since former President Donald Trump and his presidential running mate J.D. Vance pushed the false claim that Haitian migrants were stealing and eating pets. Now, to more local news. A week after Winstone Pulp's decision to close two saw and pulp mills near Ruapehu, with 230 staff likely to be laid off, Oji Fiber Solutions last week confirmed it will also close its Penrose paper recycling plant in Auckland, with 75 staff expected to lose their jobs. High electricity prices have been cited by both companies as a major contributing factor to their financial issues over the last couple of years and their subsequent need to close operations. Resources Minister Shane Jones has threatened to end the Electricity Authority if it did not work harder to regulate power prices, but the government was yet to concretely intervene on the issue. In reference to the Winstone Pulp Mill's closures, small business and manufacturing spokesperson Helen White said, "There were options to keep the mills open. There are energy companies that have published significant profits over the last 12 months. Closing the Penrose Mill will reduce the Orgy's capacity to produce recycled paper. It will also increase cleaned waste paper being sent offshore to its Malaysian mill." ETU union spokesperson Joe Gallagher said, "We've got to support these workers, and it's pretty tough time. It's a pretty tough time leading up to Christmas to lose your job. Here is Honey, I Lost My Job Today by Lanco.
Honey, I lost my job today. Been driving around, that's why I'm late. Trying to figure out how to break the news, 'cause I hate the thought of disappointing you. Yeah, I can see the worry in your eyes. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Try to find some peace of mind. The time and dollar sign, but it's all gone now. So I'm finding out the only thing that I can't lose is the thing I've got with you. There's no power I saw the light when they cut my pain. And addicted to start loading trucks. Yeah, whatever it takes to take care of us. The world ain't easy, but you right here. It's times like these, I see a little more clear. Try to find some peace of mind over time and another sign, but it's all gone now. So I'm finding out the only thing that I can't lose is the thing I've got with you. There's no pile of cash that ever loved me back. Between us and the good Lord, yeah, I know.
Thank you.
So that was Allentown by Billy Joel. And before that was Electricity by Ibi Bio, Sound Machine. And I was inspired to play those songs thanks to the news story about factories in Auckland and near Ruapehu closing down due mainly to high electricity prices, causing more than 300 workers to soon lose their jobs. Next, still here in New Zealand. Last week, the coalition government's new gang legislation banning patches in public was passed into law. The government wants to prohibit gang members from wearing their insignia in public places and being displayed in vehicles, and the new law now makes gang membership an aggravating factor at sentencing. Even more controversial, though, is the inclusion of an amendment that will allow police to search the homes of those who breach the ban three times, with concerns raised by the Law Society and academics about these new laws breaching the Bill of Rights Act, including freedom of expression, freedom of association, and freedom from unreasonable search and seizure for gang members, as well as the people they live with. However, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith said he had the balance right between limiting gang members' rights of expression and New Zealanders' rights to live without fear and intimidation. He added that gang members make up less than 0.25% of the New Zealand adult population, yet are linked to 18% of all serious violent crime, 19% of all homicides, 23% of all firearms offences, 25% of all kidnapping and abductions, and 25% of all the crime harm caused by illicit drug offences. However, the connection between institutional harm and gang membership made clear in this year's Mammoth Royal Commission Abuse and Care Report suggests that reducing gang violence would more likely be much better achieved by increased support of at-risk, disenfranchised youth, support which the current government is dramatically reducing at the moment. There is no conclusive data that gang-busting legislation reduces gang-related crime, Australian gang law expert Mark Lorches stated recently. What we absolutely need at this point is to focus on what it is that is causing people to feel so disconnected from society. It is this disconnection that contributes so profoundly to the anger they feel and the lack of concern for others, which not only makes them comfortable to commit these crimes, but also feel they need to belong to gangs like this to finally feel like they are accepted. Here is With a Little Help from My Friends by The Beatles.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend.
walls, and you see him having withdrawals of a prisoner on his way. Trapped inside your desire to fire bullets that stray. Track a tire, just tell you I'm tired and ran away. I should ask a choir, what do you require to sing a song that acquire me to have faith? That's the record spin, I should pray. For the record, I recognize that I'm easily prey. I got eight alive yesterday. I got animosity building. It's probably big as a building. Me jumping off of the roof, it's me just playing it safe. But what am I supposed to do when the topic is red or blue? And you understand that I ain't, but no, I'm accustomed to just a couple that look for trouble and live in the street with rank. No better picture to paint than me walking from Bible study and call his homies because he had said he noticed my face from a function that took in place. They was wondering if I bang. Step on my neck and get blood on your Nike checks. I don't mind, cause one day you respect the good kid, Mad City.
Mass hallucination, baby. Ill education, baby. Wanna reconnect with your elation. This is your station, baby.
All I see is strobe lights blinding me in my hindsight. Finding me by myself. Promise me you can help in all honesty. I got time to be copacetic until you have finally made decision to hold me against my will. It was like a head-on collision that folded me standing still. I can never pick out the difference and grade a cop on the bill. Every time you clock in the morning, I feel you just want to kill all my innocence while ignoring my purpose to persevere as a better person. I know you heard this and probably in fear, but what am I supposed to do when the blinking of red and blue flash from the top of your roof and your dog has to say roof and you ask, lift up your shirt cause you wonder if a tattoo of affiliation can make it a pleasure to put me through gang fouls, but that don't matter because the matter is racial profile. I heard them chatter, he's probably young, but I know that he's down. Step on his neck, it's hard as your bulletproof vest. He don't mind, he know we never respect the good kid, Mad City.
Mass hallucination, baby. Ill education, baby.
This room, 20 zannies in these rooms, growing them candy for pain. Can we live in the same society? It's entirely stressful upon my brain. You hired me as a victim, I quietly hope for change. When violence is the rhythm, inspired me to obtain the silence in this room. With 20 zannies and strooms, some grown up candy, I lost it. I feel it's nothing to lose. The street sure to release the worst side of my best. Don't mind, cause now you up on your neck. The good kid, Mad City.
Mass hallucinations, baby. Education, baby. Wanna reconnect with your elation. This is your station, baby.
That was Good Kid by Kendrick Lamar. And before that, a message to you, Rudy, from the Specials. Off the back of our story about the coalition government's new gang legislation, including the banning of patches in public, being passed into law. Next, scientists last week released a review of 7,000 studies on microplastics, and their conclusion is alarming. In short, microplastics are very, very widespread, accumulating in the most remotest parts of our planet, with evidence of their toxic effects at every level of biological organization, from tiny insects at the bottom of the food chain to brooders whales in New Zealand's harbors, consuming on average 3 million microplastics a day, to our own human bodies. Microplastics are generally accepted as plastic particles 5 millimeters or less in one dimension and mostly produced unintentionally when bigger plastic items break down. For example, fibers released when you wash a polyester fleece jacket or a plastic food wrapper breaking down in the environment. Included in the media, in the meta-analysis, studies in the last 4 years estimated between 0.8 and 3 million tons of microplastics enter Earth's oceans in a year. So that's the weight of somewhere between 2 and 12 Empire State Buildings. And that leakage into the environment on land could be 3 to 10 times greater than that, which would mean between 8 and 100 Empire State Buildings worth all up every year. And the amount of plastic produced every year would fill Central Park in New York City, which is the size of 640 rugby fields, as high as the Empire State Building. With the vast majority of that plastic ending up in landfill or our natural environment. By 2040, microplastic releases to the environment could more than double. Even if humans stopped the flow of microplastics into the environment, the breakdown of bigger plastics would continue. Microplastics have been identified in the water we drink, the air we breathe, and the food we eat, including seafood, table salt, honey, sugar, beer, tea, etc., etc. As equipment has advanced, scientists have identified smaller particles. They found microplastics in our lungs, livers, kidneys, blood, and reproductive organs. Microplastics have crossed protective barriers into our brains and hearts. Some of the studies also touched on what could be done to start turning around this tide of plastics, with top of the list being just reducing consumption. At home, the most effective thing you can do to reduce plastic consumption is using reusable containers, like jars, at your local bulk store, instead of buying products at a supermarket wrapped in single-use plastic. This alone can potentially reduce your plastic waste down to a tenth of what it was. And on a government level, advocating for new product stewardship and right to repair laws, in which companies would need to take back whatever is left of a product and its packaging after it's been used, and for them to be able to more easily fix the product if it breaks. Here is Plastic Beach from Gorillaz.
Thank you. I was in New York City a few months ago, and the garbage and the trash men were on strike. I'm talking about the maintenance people for the city. What they were trying to do was they were trying to get a little more money, you know, get a little raise in pay. But at that particular time, the city was broke. They were about ready to declare default. I tell you, the garbage in some places was stacked up 2-3 stories high. At night, boy, at night it wasn't even safe to walk the street, you see, because the rats, the roaches, and the water bugs, I mean, they were hustling, baby, trying to get something easy. And let me tell you something, it was stinking, boy, and it was all kind of disease in there, you know? But it only brought to mind the fact that you can no longer depend on the man downtown to take care of business like he's supposed to, when he's supposed to. In order for us to get it like it's supposed to be, as far as cleanliness, you know, and safety, we got to get together and do it for ourselves. That's the only way it's going to be done. And you know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you what I mean.
Clean it up, clean it up. Because the ghetto.
Gets right in there, doesn't it? So that was Let's Clean Up the Ghetto from the Philadelphia International All-Stars. And that related to our story about scientists last week releasing a very worrying review of 7,000 studies on microplastics. Next, radio waves from Elon Musk's growing network of satellites are blocking scientists' ability to peer into the universe, according to researchers in the Netherlands. A new generation of Starlink satellites, which provide fast internet around the world, are interfering more with radio telescopes than earlier versions, they say. The thousands of orbiting satellites are blinding radio telescopes and may be hindering astronomical research, according to Netherlands Institute for Radio Astronomy. SpaceX, which owns Starlink, has not replied to requests for comment. Their satellites provide broadband internet around the world, often to remote places, including challenging environments like the Ukraine and Yemen. In 2022, tests showed that Starlink could deliver internet speeds four times faster than the average, according to the Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport. But astronomers say this comes with a cost. Interference from the second generation, or V2 satellites, was found by the Institute for Radio Astronomy to be 32 times stronger than the first generation. Here is Satellite Business 2.0 by Sampha and Little Sims.
Will I get a visit? Looking at my phone, start going through the images. Looking in the mirror, I can see an image. I can see a body, I can feel a difference. A thing called time, yeah, I track it with the digits. Satellite business, I was in space. Communication with the energy, for forgiveness. Communication with the energy, disappearing. Communication with the memory, reappearing. The love and the care and the words I was given. The memory is fading like a dream. But I'm carried by a spirit that I'm back looking in it. Through the eyes of my child, I can see an inner vision. Through the eyes of my child, I can see you in my vision. Through the eyes of my child, I can see an inner vision. Through the eyes of my child, I can see you in my vision. Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just bridges. Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just you.
far. Your dark energy won't fade my colour. It's a surprise that we managed to survive, but you grow thick skin when you grown up in the gutter. There's only two man up when I'm with my squad. How can I be stopped when I move with God? Want exposure, but at what cost? When it falls at the speed of the shutter. Give me bread and I bring you that butter. Easiest to tell that I get from my mother. I've been working for a decade, let me relax. There was nothing I can tell you that ain't defects. They're like Sims is the one, look where she's at. I could be that one day if I wanna.
So, you have just been listening to Telescope from Hiatus Coyote, and it was in reference to news that radio waves from Elon Musk's growing network of satellites are blocking scientists' ability to peer into the universe. And that is mostly the end of our show. And in fact, today is the last day I will be hosting The Sound of Music for a little while at least. But I will be starting another music show in a couple of weeks, I believe, quite possibly with my daughter as co-host. So look out for that. To finish, though, I thought I would include a couple of last songs to pay homage to news broadcasting. Here is the news by Electric Light Orchestra. Thank you, Whangaroa. I've been Davian Lawson. Ma te wa.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see, so baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright to put the music behind the news tonight? Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear, so baby, close your ears on the news tonight, on the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. Can't believe everything you see, so baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the